Well, as you might have guessed, today we're going to talk about CPE. Chris, play the music. Hi, guys, and welcome to the show. Today I have Dana Bushman. Say hi, Dana.
Hi.
And Richard Taylor. Rich?
Hey, how's it going, Lex?
Pretty good, man. So you guys are going to talk to us about CPE today, correct?
Absolutely. It's our favorite topic.
Okay. Well, Dana, since you're so talkative this morning, let's start with you.
Absolutely. Well, CPE stands for Customer and Partner Experience, and basically it means customer satisfaction. So it goes without saying it's our number one priority. If our customers aren't satisfied, then what are we doing here? So it's my primary focus as a program manager. It's Rich's primary focus, but it's every single person's in Premier's primary focus, customer satisfaction.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why we do what we do, right?
Absolutely. If the customers aren't satisfied, then we're just delivering services to nobody. And what's the point of that?
Right. So can you talk about some of the ways that we measure customer satisfaction?
Absolutely. So in the U.S. here in Premier, we have a whole really mature life cycle around customer satisfaction. We take it before, during, and after. So the TAMs have their relationships with their customers. They're constantly talking about their conditions of satisfaction, their shared goals. And then we have our survey, which is, of course, part of customer satisfaction. Twice a year, we survey our customers. We ask them a lot of information about how we're doing. We ask them, for some constructive criticism. And then we take that information. If they're dissatisfied, we kick off a whole process around remediation where the TAM and the TAM's manager is involved. They circle back with the customer. They try to determine, where are we missing the mark? Where is there room for improvement? And then we work with that customer to create an action plan to address that. And hopefully on the next cycle of the survey, we've addressed it and the customer is satisfied then.
Awesome. So Richard, how you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm doing great, Lex. Thanks.
And you, sir, are a principal TAM like I am.
Correct.
Yeah, there's only a few of us, so I have to call them out when I see them.
Principal TAMs!
So how are you involved in CPE, Rich?
Well, I'm the principal lead to the U.S. CPE, and then I work together on the worldwide group. I actually kind of started up the original group that was just a group of TAMs that were interested in making sure that all of our customers get the greatest experience possible, which that morphed into a formal program, and now we have program managers. We have a lot of folks, everything from a lead on every single team to regional leads, and then the U.S. leads and liaisons like Dana and myself, as well as worldwide correspondents and program managers. So it's a full-blown program, but in the 19 years I've been involved in it, it's really evolved a lot, and it's exciting to see how much we put together formally around making sure our customers get a great experience.
Awesome. So, Absolutely. So who gets actually surveyed?
So we have what's called customer support managers, who are the customer's lead that is the main liaison to the technical account manager, and each one of them gets a survey. There could be multiples at any given customer. And so anyone who works closely with the technical account manager is going to get a survey.
Yeah, it's an excellent point. We survey at usually the technology manager or director level, but that's from a Premier perspective. We also look at CPE holistically. So we survey our customers a lot. Every time they open up a case, every time they have a workshop with us, an MCS engagement, a Premier engagement, all the way up to surveying the CIOs and the CTOs, and that comes from our sales organization. So we're sitting sort of right there in the middle, but we do get this holistic picture of customer satisfaction at every point within our customer's organization, from the individual engineers and the admins all the way up to the CIOs and the CTOs. And that gives us a really clear picture of how satisfied the customer is. And as I'm sure you know, if the engineers and the admins aren't happy, eventually that will roll up through the managers, the directors, into the CIO and the CTO. So we look at it from every level.
Yeah, so I want to clarify something that you just said. It's not every case, right? It's we don't survey for every case.
Not every case, no. They have a whole pool, and I think about 10% of the cases wind. It's a random sampling of cases, but certainly there's the opportunity to be surveyed. Yes, thank you for correcting me. Not every single case.
Yeah, I just didn't want to scare people. I mean, I know
that would
how
be,
it is, right?
People already think we over-survey. That would be way too much.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the thing that I wanted to point out, right? Because I mean, how many times have we been, you know, at Best Buy or, you know,
lots of surveys,
some other store, and they circle something on the receipt and say, hey, if you want a chance to win $5,000, complete this survey.
Yeah, we don't offer our customers $5,000, unfortunately. No. We might get more returns if we did.
We offer our customers excellent service.
Absolutely. Well, one thing I just want to point out that's absolutely true, but the survey is only one part of customer satisfaction. You know, our TAMs are living and breathing customer satisfaction every single day and every single interaction they have with their customers. So if you as a customer are not happy, please don't wait until the survey. That we only survey twice a year, on the 4th and 9th month of your contract. Please don't wait until the survey to tell us if you're unhappy. Speak to your TAM right then and there and see if we can resolve the issue beforehand. But certainly if you are unhappy, the survey is a great way for you to tell us what we could be doing better and if there's a gap between the services that we're delivering to you and the services that you're expecting. We would definitely want to close that gap.
That's an awesome point there, Dana, and I'd also like to add that, you know, customer experience, when we're looking at our customer's experience, we're not just interested in what we're not doing right. We could be doing things that don't make you unhappy but aren't right on track. So when we're doing things that you really enjoy, that you're getting a great experience from, please provide that feedback on a regular basis through your technical account manager so that we know to keep doing the things that are making you happy, and then let us know about the opposite side that Dana mentioned, that if there is something that's not making you happy, then we want to know about that so that we either can improve it or stop doing it. So it's a what do we want to keep doing as well as what do you want us to stop doing, and do, you know, your TAM is your number one liaison. That's their job, is to be the liaison to our customers and to really help the Microsoft to be the, you know, to be the voice of the customer inside of Microsoft. So on a daily and regular basis, talking to your TAM about what your experiences are like and what you would like to see Microsoft do better or change, is the best way to get that voice to Microsoft and to make sure that we're providing the services that are going to help you be successful.
Absolutely. And I am a delivery excellence program manager. So I work for the U.S. Premier Delivery Excellence team. And that's exactly what we do. We look at all of our existing programs. We do quality assurance. We figure out what's working, what isn't. And the customer's voice is huge in that. And if there's a gap, if there's something we need to change, if there's something we need to develop, it's my group that actually goes and does that transformation. So we take it from both sides. And I personally read every single survey that comes in for Premier US. It's about almost 15,000 surveys a year we get returned. And I can't tell you how many times I see a customer in a verbatim say, is anyone out there? Is anyone reading this? I guarantee you, yes, there is somebody out there. There's somebody reading it. That person is me. There are more people reading it as well. Rich is reading it too. And we make sure that the insight that you're giving is delivered up to our leadership. We roll it up. We make sure we identify any trends, any areas for dissatisfaction, and that our leadership is very aware of what they are, and we can work internally to change them. So your voice is definitely heard.
Okay. So I'm a customer. Something's happened. I'm, you know, not really happy about it. Do I have to wait until the survey?
Absolutely not. Please don't. Please don't. Reach out to your TAM ASAP and give us the opportunity to remediate. They will loop in their manager and, well, depending on what exactly it was that you're unhappy about, the right subject matter experts to address your issue right then and there.
Okay.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. My customers, I'm federated with them, and I get an IM from them right while they're in the middle of a situation receiving a service from Microsoft, whether it be an on-site engineer delivering a workshop or whether it be they're in the middle of a case being worked to resolution. They IM me, pick up the phone and call me right then and there. I can impact your experience better on the spot during the moment than I can two or three months later, and I'm trying to go back and do forensic evidence to figure out, to get the CSIs out to figure out what went wrong. If you tell me right now, I can make it better right then and there.
We can right the ship midstream. You know, we can fix it right then and there instead of waiting until afterwards. But certainly, we want to hear your feedback whenever it comes throughout the cycle.
Yeah, absolutely. So I agree with that, right? If I've got a customer that's not happy about something, I absolutely want to know as soon as possible, as I would assume all TAMs do, right? If
absolutely.
You're a TAM and you're doing the right thing, that's what you want.
And the survey is more a relationship survey. So I know it can be difficult, but when you're answering the survey, you're not supposed to be thinking about one particular case or one particular interaction. It's supposed to be more about how are we doing holistically? But of course, I understand if you just came off a hot issue and we dropped the ball, of course, that's going to be top on your mind, and that's what you're going to reference in the survey.
Yeah, and that brings up a good point. There are actually two types of survey, and you touched on it a little bit earlier. But there's the CTS case survey, right, where you get an engineer, the engineer has worked the issue, and then randomly a case is picked, and you might get a survey about how that engineer did we solve the case, you know, were you satisfied with the resolution of the case. That's a different survey,
yeah, but we do look at that. And I just want to clarify what you said there's two different surveys. There's actually 15 different surveys.
Oh, are there?
Sure, yeah. If there's a workshop, there's a different survey. If there's an MCS engagement, there's a different survey. If you come to our lab, you get a different survey. So yeah, there's a lot of surveys, but the three, I don't want to say three main, but the three larger samples that we get are what you're talking about, the incident-based survey, the premier survey, the relationship-based survey, and the sales survey that goes to the CIO, which we call the enterprise customer survey. So those are the three biggies, but there's certainly lots of other surveys in there. And that case survey that you're referencing, that's going to go to the person who opened the case. So a lot of times that's going to be a different person than the CSM, the customer support manager that Rich was talking about earlier. That's usually somebody who's a manager and a director. And a lot of times they're not the ones opening the individual cases, but certainly they're getting feedback from their people on how we're doing.
Awesome. Yep. Yeah, so I just wanted to point that out because I don't want anybody that's watching this, you know, I don't want them to be confused. And, you know, we have customers that open cases that aren't Premier customers as well.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
And they can watch this video, you know, they get this podcast too. Do we do anything? I don't know that we do, but I'm just asking. Is there a survey for customers that aren't Premier customers that open cases? I don't know if there's a process for that.
Absolutely, there is. I don't personally look at that information because I'm approaching it from a Premier perspective. We call that our unmanaged space. And so they do get a survey, and typically the results are much lower than what you see in the managed space, which is the Premier space. So there is a certain amount of white glove service that you get from being a Premier customer. You have your TAM who's going to be driving the resolution and the entire life cycle of your cases, who's available for escalations, for critical situation management. So there is more touch that you get on those individual support cases. So it's understandable that satisfaction would be higher for the Premier customers opening up support cases versus the non-Premier customers. But yes, they do get a survey as well. It's the same survey.
Oh, awesome. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was the same survey. That's actually
same survey.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
So, Rich, let me ask you a question. Do you, when it's time for your customers to do the survey, do you call them? Do you talk to them? I know we don't influence them, but do you say, hey, guys, expect a survey. It's on its way. You know, just look for it, and when you get it, you know, fill it out.
Yeah, I do. I contact them just to make sure that they have a heads up and they know that it's coming, they know when it's coming. I also want to let them know how important it is to us and that their feedback is our, you know, one of our main things. And then go over the, you know, some of the things that Dana talked about, how it is your relationship and the experiences that you've had over the last 4 or 5 months, and have we helped you in identifying kind of where your current state is and what your desired state is and the roadmap to get there, and let them, you know, so I put it in context of what the survey is. I also want to make sure that they received it and that we didn't have any type of, we use a third-party vendor to send it out, so I can't see whether they've received the survey or not. So I don't know if they've received it or not, and I want to encourage them to fill out the survey and to do it with honesty and integrity, because I want their true feedback. The only way that we're going to get better, it's not about a number or a survey. It's about really understanding how we're meeting our customers' expectations and whether what we need to do to exceed their expectations and truly make them successful. Because if our customers aren't successful, then we're not going to be successful as a company.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. That's it, right? That's hitting the nail right on the head.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a funny story about that. I'll tell it to you guys. Maybe I got into a little trouble, but who cares? So when I was a TAM and I had customers, the last account was a customer in San Francisco near where I live, and I talked to them and I was doing my service introduction, so I'm explaining about Premier and all the services that I'm going to provide. But this customer was a customer of ours for many, many years, so he kind of knew what the story was. And when I got to the part about the survey and about customer satisfaction, he kind of stopped me before I launched into my whole spiel about it and said, yep, I know this. I know how it works. I'm going to give you good ratings. No, we can move on. And I really stopped him there and I said, that's fantastic. But I want to make sure that you are really satisfied. And I only want to get those good ratings if I'm doing a good job and if I'm meeting and or exceeding your expectations. So I want you to just not get the survey and just go down the line and give us the highest rating, because that's what you've always done, because you like your TAM, you think they're a cool person. I really want you to give me candid feedback. So that's what I said to him, and it gave him pause and it made him stop and think about the way he answered the survey. But I was very clear to him and said, I want to make sure if you are unhappy that you tell me before you get that survey and give me the opportunity to try to rectify beforehand.
Yeah, because we don't want customers out there that aren't happy. And I know it's always kind of a scary thing. I think on the Premier side, we survey at the 4-month mark for a new contract, and what is it, the 8th month mark?
Fourth and ninth months.
And as a TAM, you're always concerned because you want those high marks. It's important to you to get those high marks. And not just because they're high marks, but because, every one of us cares about our customers. I know I do.
We absolutely do, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's our number one commitment when we talk about setting our commitments for the year. Customer satisfaction is the number one thing. And above and beyond our commitments, none of us would be in this business if we didn't care about customer satisfaction.
Right. And so hopefully my relationship with my customer is at the point where I know if they're not happy about something right away. I know when they're incredibly happy about something right away. So really the survey is just something that happens that you really, should be inconsequential. Your customer should be happy, or he should let you know that he's not happy.
Well, we would hope that it would be inconsequential. It would just be a checkpoint just to confirm that we're on the right track. And maybe we are on the right track, but there's an area for improvement, and we love verbatims. So there's a lot of 1 through 9 questions, but there's a question at the end of the survey which says, what should we focus on to continue improving our service? And I love that question, and I love the answers that we get. You see a lot of customers say, you guys are doing a great job. Fantastic. Don't change anything. Never take my TAM away from me. Give my TAM a raise. She's fantastic. And those are always great to read. Then you have other customers that will really, sit down and say, you guys should really think about doing things slightly differently. It's not that they're dissatisfied, but they want to help us evolve. They want to help us help them. And it's amazing the insight that you'll get from customers. And if you get enough customers saying similar things, that's what gives us pause to say, maybe we do need to change the offering around a little bit. Maybe we do need to be a little bit more flexible. Maybe we need to offer something slightly different because this is what the customers are asking for.
Absolutely. And, sometimes if it's not perfect, it is a little bit of a bitter pill to swallow. But hopefully that doesn't happen very often.
Well, nothing is perfect, But as Rich said, we want to make sure that if we're delivering something and you're not satisfied with it and you're not saying anything, you're not telling us and we just keep on delivering it, nobody's winning in that situation. Just stop us and say, this doesn't work. Maybe this works for your other customers. It doesn't work for me. Let us, give us the opportunity to customize a shared goal with you, to customize conditions of satisfaction, to document that in your service delivery plan, and then continue to revisit it every time we have a conversation with you and ensure that we're meeting the mark. And if we're not, then we can course correct from there and put a really clear action plan in place. Nobody wins if we're not talking and we're not having a dialogue.
Absolutely correct. Well, guys, I want to thank both of you for being on the show.
Absolutely.
Sure, our pleasure, Lex. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, anytime. If you guys come up with some more topics that you'd like to talk about, you know, feel free to let me know, and I'll be glad to have you back.
Cool.
Awesome. Look forward to it.
Well, guys, you've wasted another perfectly good half hour, but hopefully we've driven the point home that you as our customer are very important. So without further ado, that's our Taste of Premier.